Turn this on.
Hey, this is White Reaper, and you're listening to CJLO 1690.
Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny O'Bree. Two of Hydro-Québec's largest unions, consisting of nearly 9,000 employees, have agreed to form a strike against the company's Crown Corporation. The Hydro-Québec Trades Employees Union and the Hydro-Québec Technologists Union officially filed strike notices early last week after more than 2 years of stalled negotiations. Both unions expressed concern of the growing use of subcontracting, stating that it risks eroding in-house expertise and driving up costs. They also stated that essential services will be maintained during the strike and their actions will not disrupt service to the public. The Hydro-Québec employees are expected to officially start striking on Wednesday evening. An out-of-control wildfire south of Whitecourt within the province of Alberta has prompted officials to order an evacuation among their citizens. According to Albertan authorities, citizens were advised to take pets, medication, and important documents before heading to the evacuation center on Monday evening. They also stated that the fire covers roughly 55 hectares of land, with strong winds increasing the risk of further spread. Firefighters, helicopters, and air tankers were sent shortly after an Alberta emergency alert was issued. Further updates are expected as crews continue to suppress and monitor conditions in the affected area. Well-known American soap opera actress Jennifer Harmon passed away late last week at her home in New York City. Born in Pasadena, California in 1943, she made her first appearance as an actress on Broadway in 1965 and starred in plays such as You Can't Take It With You, The Cherry Orchard, and The Wild Duck. She later starred in hit TV shows such as How to Survive a Marriage, Dallas, and Guiding Light, but was best known for portraying Kathy Craig Lord on the daytime soap opera One Life to Live. Throughout her career, she received a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series and is also credited for appearing in 21 episodes of the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. Jennifer Harmon left behind no relatives, and the cause of her death remains uncertain. She was 82 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news.
successfully erased.
CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. Welcome, Aldo.
Yeah, again. It's nine now.
Yeah, this is hour two of the show.
Aldo 2.0. Yeah.
And if you're just tuning in, well, this is hour one of the show. We're here with in studio with Scott Cook. He's our guest today on this week's show.
Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're here to talk about Scott's new album. It's called Guy Fawkes Day, 1947. It'll be released on the 29th of May, but we have a couple singles we're going to play from it today. First, we're just going to jump right into some music. We're going to go with Bad Brains. Scott, you chose the song Soulcraft from the album Quickness. You want to talk about this for a second?
Okay. I mean, I'm a fan of Bad Brains. I think the reason why I really like this record is because it reminds me of when I used to hang out at the Biff Tech downtown and driving back home in with my buddy in his car when we shouldn't have been driving, but we had this on cassette.
I think that's where I met you at the Biff Tech.
Yeah, or driving in a car that we shouldn't have been driving.
Right, up there I met you,
Yeah, I think I think we met at Biff Tech, that's right, yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Shout out Biff Tech. All right, this is Soulcraft from Bad Brains, the album Quickness, here on Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO. Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO, 1690. That's Bad Brains with the song Soulcraft.
We should have another show just playing punk. Just punk music.
You mean a separate show from this one?
Yeah.
Okay. We could. No, that's not going to happen.
Cameron?
We will not be allowed that. Yeah, Cam.
Cameron!
Cam, you're the best. You'll do it, right? The best Cam.
Can we please have a punk show?
Don't call him Cam. Call him the best Cam.
The best.
please, sir. more. All right, Scott. Let's try. The Bad Brains, I've said this story twice already on this show, but so I'll say it quickly. They were supposed to open up for the Beastie Boys at the Ill Communication Tour at the Verdun Auditorium, and HR beat the shit out of the manager. So the Beastie Boys played an extra hour. That's the end of that story. Yeah.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to see them, but I saw the Beastie Boys play a lot of instrumental songs, which they wouldn't have usually played.
Right.
Were you beatboxing back then?
Yeah, I was not, actually. No. And I was doing a lot of acid back then.
Ah.
And
I wasn't on acid
at that show. Wait, what? You don't want to talk about acid?
Yeah, no, let's talk. Yeah.
No. Okay. For another time. We'll do that when we do the punk show. Let's keep it moving. On this list here, we have... I don't know what to say. We have Sinead O'Connor next. Now,
why not?
Yeah.
Hey, if it's good, it's good.
She once ripped up a photo of the Pope live on Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
That's more black metal than black metal.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely is allowed to be played on the show whenever. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. So the album is The Lion and the Cobra, and we're going to play the song Jackie. Any, just a killer song?
A killer record. I mean, I love Sinead O'Connor. I think that her stuff is super heavy. I mean, I guess one of the things that maybe wasn't mentioned was you asked me to contribute some songs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
When we spoke about me coming here, I don't know that my music necessarily fits in what you normally play.
But that's the best part.
But, well, yeah. And I think the point is that it's how I listen to music. I mean, I listen to all of it. And
yeah.
I think if I were to freely use the word heavy, every song that I contributed to the playlist, I consider to be heavy.
I agree.
I just feel like people think that metalheads only listen to heavy.
Well, I don't think so, because I think we do a lot. But
yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, 80%, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But we also listen to a lot of shit.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the guests on the show have recommended non-metal songs. Yeah.
What?
A lot of Bjork has been asked to be played on this show.
I love Bjork.
I've seen Bjork with the Yeah, Yeah, Yes. Yeah, that was a great
show. I saw her at Metropolis.
Yeah?
You saw Bjork at Metropolis?
Yeah, for the Homogenic tour. So it was just her, a DJ, and eight strings.
That's such a small space to see Bjork in.
Did you guys hear the latest song that she put out with this Latin girl called Rosalia?
No.
Did you listen to this thing? I didn't really give it time yet.
I don't even know how to explain this song.
Yeah.
Go
check it out, everyone. Go check out the new Bjork. Check out the video where she's pouring water and making sounds. Anyway, we've talked enough about Bjork. Back to Sinead O'Connor. Yeah. We can stop it. We're going to play Jackie here on CJLO 1690.
Yeah, yeah. Jackie left on a cold, dark night, telling me he'd be home. Sail the seas for 100 years. My Jackie, oh, I remember the day the young man came, said to Jackie's gone, we are lost in the rain, and I ran to meet and laid me down. You're all wrong, I said, and they stared at the sound that man knows. I've been washing the sand.
CJLO, Electric Messiah Radio. We're in studio with Scott Cook, Aldo, Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, awesome. I didn't hear that.
That was the song Jackie from the album The Lion and the Cobra. Sinead O'Connor. All right, Scott, let's jump into a single from your new album. The album's called, I got it here, it's called Guy Fawkes Day, 1947. Guy Fawkes was, who was Guy Fawkes?
So he was a British rebel, I guess. I don't know the specifics too much, but he conspired to blow up the parliament or something like that, but he got caught.
Was this the mask from that movie V for Vendetta?
No.
I'm mixing up. Yeah, that's right.
But he got caught and he got tortured. But I mean, so Guy Fawkes Day now is an annual kind of, I guess, day of celebrations. It's a mark on the calendar, on the UK calendar. So it's November 5th.
Okay.
So November 5th.
Remember the 5th of November. That's V for Vendetta as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, so maybe it, I mean, actually, maybe I never saw V for Vendetta.
Okay.
Well, I never read it or saw it. Like it was a comic book, right?
Is this a holiday or is it an informal holiday?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it's day off work kind of holiday, but it's something that goes on the calendar. And anyways, the point is that November 5th, 1947 was my dad's birthday.
Okay.
So my dad died on last year. So it was sort of commemorating.
Condolences.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Full circle.
So that's where that,
that's,
you know,
amazing.
That's
so,
where that came from.
Right. Well, that's heavy. And that's beautiful at the same time. This song is called The Author. Do you want to, from the album, The Author, excuse me, sorry, that's the single, The Author, yeah, the album is Guy Fawkes Day. Talk about this song.
I guess the first thing I guess I'll mention is that, as I said, it's in a different style. I mean, I've been through a lot of different genres in my life as far as performing. this record definitely has a little bit of some jazz and improvisational influence in the way the songs were put together, but you know, lyrically this song is I actually said recently, I mean, to be blunt, this is kind of not wanting to be, I seem to these days see a lot of people who are what I say, like, want to be Joe Rogan's. And this is not wanting to be one of those people. That's essentially what this song is about.
All right.
Thank God there's still people like that.
Yeah. Well, let's get into it. This is The Author from Scott Cook here on CJLO.
So we can say Guy Fawkes, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Seems the author must know things. face is higher than me and myself. But the ropes are there, the scars are fake. Tied to me by a chain, a rope, or some string, in ways that I don't want to read. Seems the author must know. By a chain, a rope, or some string, in ways that I don't want to read. Seems the author must know.
CJLO 1690. You've been listening to The Author by Scott Cook from the album Guy Fawkes Day 1947.
That was a beautiful song.
It was very beautiful. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Scott, awesome. What instruments do you play on that song?
On there, I'm just playing guitar and singing.
Okay.
Just. But there's keys, there's upright bass, drums.
There's a lot of instruments. It seems like.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way that this record was put together, was because I've played a fair amount of jazz before, and when you play jazz tunes, it's common to just read off of lead sheets, okay. And you sort of improvise the performance, so you could play a tune like Autumn Leaves many different ways, right?
Right.
And so the motivation was I wanted to be able to play live. But if I
things we don't understand, you know, as a musician.
Well, the point is that I wanted to just get people who could read lead sheets,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so instead of getting a band to like learn the parts and like really just rehearse.
Oh, that's fun.
I have a lot of friends who do this who are amazing jazz players. Yeah. And I thought, why don't I just make charts and give it to them? Wow. So we only rehearsed maybe a couple of times before recording the record.
They're like, oh, did you say?
Yeah. We just went into the studio and kind of recorded the parts, and I kind of waved my arms around like, make it more like this here and less more like this and whatever.
That's great.
And then the rest I recorded at home, my singing and stuff I recorded.
Well, it sounds great. And the more I listen to it, the more I, you know.
It's a bit like Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel.
I hear a bit of David Bowie in there.
David Bowie, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Awesome.
So let's keep it moving. Here's some more songs that you have on your list. Refused, the album Freedom, the song... What are you, Frank Afric?
Yeah.
I have a weird story about Refuse, but I'll tell you guys later.
Yeah? Do you have any stories about Refuse?
Not really. I mean, I love Refuse. Obviously, everybody likes The Shape of Punk to Come.
Mm. Right.
And, you know, classic. But I wasn't going to bring New Noise in.
Right.
That's not even my favorite song on that record. But the thing is that this particular song has a part that is so heavy that it makes the whole song worth it.
When he
comes in near the last chorus, when he's saying exterminate the brutes, and it's just, and it's sort of fitting for everything. That's sort of what I was talking about with the author, right?
Right.
You know, exterminate the brutes, murder, kill. You'll hear it.
Yeah.
It's so good. So good.
Well, let's do it. This is Frank Afric from Afric. Refused, from the album Freedom, here on CJLO 1690.
Frank Afric. Exterminate the brutes. Yeah. I'm the
No, we're not playing that yet. Ah, this thing. No, I'm supposed. No.
Don't you hear?
Hey, man. What are you listening to?
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the force be with you.
What is this? Where am I, man?
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
All right, we're back. CJLO, The Electric Messiah Radio Show, 9 to 10 every Thursday with me, Chuck, you, Aldo.
Yeah.
Scott will be here sometimes, maybe just this one time. Who knows? Yeah.
Where's Jay today?
You're welcome back. Jay is getting ready for a show that he's doing tomorrow.
Does he know where he's playing? Where's
Saint
he playing?
Yeah, he's playing in St. Therese tomorrow at Le Monte Cristo. Go check out Dumbass. That's his band name, not just So yeah, shout out to Jay. Hopefully you're listening. You're probably not. So, Scott, we're going to play some Tori Amos next. Actually, let's just talk about The Exploited. I guess it's pretty straightforward.
It's pretty straightforward.
With their song, with their song Fuck the USA in context. Yeah. Continue.
Sorry, what? What's the name of the song?
Fuck the USA, yeah.
Sorry, what?
Get fucked up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fuck the USA. Spell shit right now. Sorry.
I mean, The Exploited is just... I thought that's what I thought you meant. It's pretty obvious because I feel like it's pretty obvious, but mm-hmm. I've loved The Exploited since I was 12, maybe. I'm 52, so that's
right.
I have the Exploited.
Oh, look at that.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott showed us a tattoo for all those wondering. Yeah.
And what do you mean is the perfect timing to play the song?
Oh, because the States sucks.
Yeah.
Did you see The Exploited recently? They played in Montreal.
I did. I actually went and met Waddy before the show. It was kind of awkward, but I actually got him to, I have the Live at the White House record that is hanging on my wall, so I took it with me and got him to sign it and did a bit of a fan thing. Because actually the thing with him, I mean, I hate to admit this because I'm not a big fan of social media. I feel like I have to do it a little bit because I'm an artist.
Yeah.
But, he's one of those people who I've written messages to and he responds to them. Like, he saw my picture of my tattoo and he put a comment and, he's got, 75,000 followers or whatever. It's does he actually respond to everybody? And when I saw them, once I saw them at Rockfest, I said, I want to buy you a beer. And so I showed up backstage with two beers. He was okay. He seems to be in contact with.
For sure.
That's nice.
Which is cool.
Yeah. Down to earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A man of the people.
Man of the people.
But I feel like they come to Montreal pretty often now, no?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I've ever seen The Exploited.
I've seen them.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
I would go see them. I wanted to go see them that night, but I know I was at another show. Montreal, the city.
Biohazard was the same night.
That's the show I was at with Onyx.
Yeah.
And they performed the track Judgment Night from the Judgment Night.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was second time they ever performed it live. And... the rapper who goes last on the album on that song started rapping, but the band stopped. Biohazard stopped, and they all realized oh, we just messed that up. And then they said, oh, sorry, that's the second time we've ever performed that song live. That's one of my favorite songs off that album.
My wife just found an old video of me years and years ago playing the Faith No More in Booyah Tribe song Laddish in a pub.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
I remember saying no to that show.
To what? To the Biohazard show? Yeah. Well, they just played. They were just here the other day. They just played again recently with
Biohazard was here.
Yeah.
I
can't remember who they played with, but it doesn't matter. They'll be back. with the amount of money that bands are making these days. Bands like Biohazard can make. I don't see why they wouldn't just do another tour or another album right away.
I don't know about that.
Let's keep it moving. We'll see. Let's keep it moving. Let's play some Tori Amos. Yeah. What about this song? Way Down.
Oh, yeah. I love Tori, and the end of this song is just, it's a really short song, so I was being a bit cheeky and throwing it in there, but it's like soup. There's a whole lot of beauty in this song, especially in the end.
All right. Well, let's play it, and then we'll jump right into SNFU right after that. This is Tori Amos with Way Down from Boys for Pele here on the Electric Messiah Radio Show.
Afterglow. Cause I'm with a band, you know. Don't you hear the laughter on the way down? Yes, I am the anchor man, dining here with Son of Sam. I hear too much to chat of on the way down. Gonna meet a great big star. Gonna drive his great big car. Gonna have it all here on the way down. The way down. The way down. He knows, let's go.
CJLO, Electric Messiah Radio. That was SNFU with Loser at Life, Loser at, what is it?
Death.
At Death. Here we go. Sorry, your mic's on now.
Oh.
Yeah. And before that, it was Way Down by Tori Amos. Now, we're going to play, actually, we got to play this.
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country like ours are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CJLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
What?
All right. We don't need to play that ad. Electric Messiah, every Thursday, 9 to 10, CJLO 1690. We're in studio with Scott Cook. We're discussing his new album, Guy Fawkes Day, 1947. And Aldo, you can Guy Fawkes yourself, hey? Yeah, yeah. And
have you ever Guy Fawkes?
Scott also has an EP from 2021 called Topics, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct. And you can find music by Scott Cook. But look, when you look up Scott Cook, you might run into another Scott Cook. That's not the one we're recommending. No. That's not the good one. This is the good one. Yeah. What does that other guy play? He's a folk singer, right?
Yeah, and he's also Canadian. And I think he contacted me and when I first started putting music out and asked me to change my name.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fight, and you told him to Guy Fawkes himself. That's right.
Yeah. Yo, why don't you Guy
Fawkes? Hey. So we're going to go into to another song here. This is from a band called The Bronx. It's called History's Stranglers. I saw The Bronx at Beanfield Theater, I don't know, 4 years ago?
3.
Yeah, they played with the Chats. The Chats opened for them, and we played the Chats in the first hour of the Electric Messiah show. Yeah, and they're from Australia.
Love
but after they played, the venue kind of, a lot of people left. I guess they were there to see that band specifically. So I don't know the singer's name for this band, but he put on a killer show. He was jumping in the crowd, and whatever crowd was left, he tore it up, and people just loved it. Shout out the Bronx, who are from Los Angeles. So, yeah, good on them. Yeah, you have anything to say about the Bronx?
No, except I think the guy's an amazing singer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a showman. Here we go. Here it is, History Stranglers.
Looking for danger, a deep tales of modern love, a little bit
CJLO 1690. That was The Bronx with the song History's Stranglers. Yeah, good band from L.A. All right.
No, from the Bronx.
Yeah. No, they have... Yeah, I guess there's a band in the Bronx called Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The L.A.
The L.A. all right, Scott, we're... for those just tuning in, we're with Scott Cook here in studio. We're talking about his new album, Guy Fawkes Day, 1947. And we're going to play another, we're going to play one of the other singles from the album. It's called Doppelganger. So Scott, bring us through this one.
I think this one's a little bit quirky, a little bit comedic even. I think one of the reasons why I had like SNFU, I've really liked since I was a kid. And one of the things I like about SNFU is I've always liked his lyrics. And even though I don't think my lyrics literally sound like his, I'm inspired by the way he writes, and this is, I think, a good example of that connection.
And is that the doppelganger reference?
No.
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 Is there...
I mean, the doppelganger reference is, there's a lot of, there's sort of a lot of continuity in the themes in this record. I mean, I think it there's a lot of commentary on the modern man these days and just...
Reflection?
Reflection and maybe... Judging.
Judgment?
But, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to be, but...
There's a lot of judgment going on
right
now.
There's a lot of, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's all judgment.
It's all judgment? Judgment night.
Judgment night.
All right. Well, this is Doppelganger from Scott Cook from the album Guy Fawkes Day, 1947, here on Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690.
When he's in a crowd, he makes sure it's fucking loud. He ignores the rules, contradicts his respects and complaints. Why would I wanna spend any time with this awful man? I don't need the stress in my life's good when he's not around. Why must it be? God never leaves. He's there when I wake and is with me when I fall asleep. He gets in the way and interrupts me when I'm trying to speak. When I go out, he's always around me. Comes uninvited and is always the last one to leave. There on his throne, expecting everyone around him to look up in awe. I think I should knock him out, 'cause that's what control's about. He needs to be taught that he's not what the world spins around. Why does it seem this guy looks like me? He's got the same eyes, the same height, the same old straight teeth. His tattoos all match mine and he wears the same ripped up jeans. Don't wanna believe this is how you perceive me. Man, I've become, I've created a monster like me. When I look in the mirror, the monster who stands back is me. Na 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 na.
Yeah. That was amazing, yeah. Scott.
Very nice.
Thanks, guys.
That was Doppelganger by Scott Cook here on CJLO 1690.
Go download that, please.
Yeah. You can find that anywhere music is available. All right. Well, we got like 5 minutes left. No, we got 4 minutes left. What should we do here? Should we play another? Let's play another song.
Tom Waits?
Yeah. Okay, let's play it, and we'll come right back. This is Flower's Grave.
Someday the silver moon and I will go to dreamland. I will close my eyes and wake up there in dreamland. But tell me who will put flowers on a flower's grave?
CGLO 1690, it's Tom Waits with the song Flower's Grave. Yeah. All right, Scott, we got about 20 seconds left. Tell the people where they can come see you play your new album.
Album launch May 29th, Casa del Popolo, Friday, May 29th. Tickets online at Casa del Popolo, $10 in advance, $15 at the door.
And you can check out Scott Cook Music at Scott Cook Music, and listen to the new album anywhere they stream music or play music May 29th.